This week's Parsha is Parshas Bamidbar. We start a new book, the book of Numbers, Sefer HaPekudim. And I guess the first thing that we have to realize is that the significance of the counting. So we count numbers. So the Jewish people were counting, were counted in terms of their numbers, but there's also another meaning to being counted is that someone counts. Pekudim is it actually uses the word lefkod osam, and the idea of that is not just to count them but to remember them. So almost to say like the idea that we say the other meaning of counting is that a person counts. So it's always a very important idea that we should take away for ourselves that Hashem has counted us. He always counts us. We're being counted because we count. Each and every person counts and is of a major importance, something that we should always remember. But the question that really comes up in this parasha, leading into next week's parasha, is that we see a description of how the Jews are encamped in the desert. So if you picture, you have in the center the Mishkan, the tabernacle, and around it you have four groupings. There are 12 tribes, so you have 3, 3, 3, and 3, right? You have your each direction, north, south, east, west, surrounding the Mishkan. So the Mishkan is the most holy place. It's the center, and in the center is the Ark, the Aron. So you would think that if the Kedusha, the sanctity, the holiness emanates from that spot within the center, that we should start the description of the encampment from the center and then move outwards. But what we see in our parsha leading into next week's parsha is the opposite. We actually talk about the external sides, how the different groupings were of each of the shvatim, of the tribes, and only next week do we get into what's in the center. So why would that be? Why would we have We think it should be the opposite, that go from the holy and how the holiness, like that center is the most important thing, but we work the other way around. So there's an unbelievable medrash that I think perhaps gives us a very important idea. The medrash says that when Hashem went to Moshe to create the assignments for the encampment, for the degalim, for the flags, each of the directions had a flag, and that represented that side. So Moshe got worried. He said, I don't want to go into this because it's going to be problems. People are not going to be happy with me. They're going to be jealous. They're not going to want that whatever I assign them, they're going to want something else. And Hashem says to him, No. Moshe, you have no problems here. This has already been taken care of. Because this goes back to when Jacob was on his deathbed. At that time, he had each of his sons who end up becoming the tribes stand in a specific place that he, when he would be taken for his funeral procession up to the land of Israel, that each one would have the specific spot, and that was going to be the model for the Jewish people when they're in the desert. So Moshe, you have nothing to worry about. They already have his will, his tzava, that tells them exactly where they're supposed to stand. So you have nothing to worry about. But that's interesting is that already we're being told that the way that the configuration for the Jewish people in the desert already goes back to Jacob's deathbed, to Yaakov Avinu, his deathbed. So when I was thinking about it, I said, perhaps that's the answer to this question about the fact that we have the external camp being set up first and only then the center, the Mishkan, the tabernacle. Where it should have been the opposite. But if we take ourselves back to the bed of Jacob, of Yaakov, we remember they come around and Yaakov wants to reveal to them the secrets of the future. And then he sees darkness and he thinks perhaps that there's a flaw in his offspring, that somehow they're not, there's a problem with the way they're believing. And so he says to them, is there something, one of you have, are, do one of you not believe? And at that point, they declare the famous line, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hear, O Israel, hear, Jacob. Here, we declare that what? Hashem is our King, is our God, Hashem is one. And it's that when Moshe, when Yaakov says, his reply is, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed. So that's the scene around the bed. Perhaps what's going on there is the important lesson of why we start with the outside first. See, what is the idea of a tabernacle? The idea, the Ramban Nachmanides explains, is taking the revelation of Sinai and bringing it into daily life. God exists everywhere. The idea that God is a house or he's in the specific place can't be. Rather, it's a place where we can have a more intense experience of Hashem. If that's the case, then this is exactly what's going on here. The idea that the external or the outside encampment has to come first, it's because it's we that create the inner side. We, by being surrounding and being ones who are connected, create that more intense experience of Hashem. It comes from our work, our being around it. If we create that space, then you can have a place where there's a more intense experience of Hashem. And that's what happens here. And I think it's very important that lesson, these two ideas, one, the idea of Sefer Pekudim, that we count, but when we count, we have to remember how much power we have. Hashem doesn't need us, but we can bring Hashem into the world in a more intense way of not just being out there, but bringing him in. And so I thought about this idea, this practical thing. When we daven, what do we have in mind? What is our kavana? What is our intent? What are we thinking? We think about the words, but really what we have to remember, as the Rambam says, Maimonides explains that the essential part of the tefillah is that we have to have God in front of us. How do we do that? So one meditation, one idea that I thought, that I saw this week from Rav Steinsaltz, is that when we say the simple words, Baruch Atah, blessed are you, that every time we say a blessing, that we stop and we realize that Hashem is right there. We're speaking to God. And it's an important thing. We have to always constantly bring ourselves back to that, because our head is a million places. We're traveling. We're all over the world. But when we're praying, we have to bring ourselves back and remind ourselves we're right in front of God. He's with us right there. Baruch Atah Hashem. Blessed are you. We're speaking to Hashem right in front of us. And when we do that, it's exactly what's occurring. The same way that the machane, the same way that the encampment first starts with the Shvat and the tribes on the outside, because then we can make that, we can create the sanctity that is necessary for the internal side of which is our hearts. At the heart of it is the ark, the heart of it is the temple, is the Mishkan that sits within us. But we are the ones who create that. And it should be that as the upcoming holiday of Shavuot, that we should be able to prepare ourselves to be able to experience that closeness with God, and then also to bring that into our daily lives. Baruch Atah. We're talking to Hashem every time, to come back to that and to remind ourselves we are speaking. Hashem is there with us, and he's close with us. He cares about what we have to say. And with that, we should be blessed with all the great blessings of the upcoming holiday and beyond. All the best. Have a wonderful Shabbat and a Chag Sameach.